We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that breakfast club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Peeing the mother, peeing the head.
USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is here.
It is absolutely Friday. The holidays are here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Happy holidays.
Now, Yee, you were out in LA. You went to a Drake and Kanye concert last night. How was that?
Oh, yes. I was actually here to host this John Legend performance that he's doing. And, you know, he has his Las Vegas residency starting April 20th. I did that first, and then I went to the Drake and Kanye concert. It started a couple hours late.
Of course it did. Kanye West.
What time did it start?
A bit of a time.
Because it's supposed to start at 11 p.m.
It was supposed to start at 11 p.m. your time, which is 8 p.m. here. It didn't end up starting until 2 hours later.
Wow. So 1 a.m. here. That's why I didn't see it.
Yeah, so, but it is available to stream. It is free for everybody to watch.
How was it? I don't hear nothing about it. How was it? Feel kind of quiet.
I mean, because I guess because it just happened, but it was crazy. When I tell you everybody was there, like, we were at the bar seeing Drake's dad there. So, I'm trying to think. I saw
everybody was there, and you start off with Drake's dad.
I don't normally see somebody.
I'm like, Drake's dad.
Elon Musk, Dave Chappelle, Future.
Northwest was there.
Oh my God.
Getting her. Who else did I? I saw I just saw a lot of people, like
Drake's dad.
Just everywhere you went in the hallway was packed with people that's like in the industry, artists. 2 Chainz was there.
Okay.
I saw Wale when I first got there. He was in the elevator with us. But yeah, it was ridiculous getting in there because it was at the Coliseum.
Okay.
And they don't do concerts there normally. So it was kind of a nightmare getting there and getting out.
I still think they could have maximized the moment by doing a versus.
That would have been dope.
That would have been crazy.
That would have been dope. All right. Well,
yeah.
I got to go because I'm on hold with Delta. You know how when you're on hold, it takes 20 minutes. And if they hang up on me, I got to wait another 20 minutes. So, Ashanti will be joining us this morning. We're going to kick it with Ashanti. She got a lot to talk about, of course. She has the...
What's that knocking noise? You didn't hear that? Oh.
Nope.
No, what's that? Oh, that?
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to... of course, she has the Hollywood Walk of Fame thing happening next year. She got some new music that's coming out shortly and a couple of new movies. So, we're going to talk with Ashanti in a little bit. So, don't move. And we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Yeah, and by the way, she's also going to talk about her boyfriend. All right, and in front page news, Who is Time's Athlete of the Year? We'll tell you who that person is and why.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now with Thursday Night Football, Minnesota beat Pittsburgh 36-28. Now what else we got, Yeezy?
Simone Biles has been named Time's Athlete of the Year, and that is for raising the volume on mental health. She's the most decorated athlete in gymnastic history, and she, as we all know, we saw everything that happened when she withdrew from the event at the Tokyo Olympics, prioritizing oneself and refusing to succumb to external expectations.
You drop on the clues bombs for Simone Biles. Very deserving.
Absolutely.
All right, and rest in peace to Demaryius Thomas. He's a former NFL star wide receiver, only 33 years old. He played 10 seasons in the NFL. The best wide receivers in Denver Broncos history. He was found dead at his home in Roswell, Georgia, according to officials. They said, according to preliminary information, his death stemmed from a medical issue. The Broncos said in a statement, "We are devastated and completely heartbroken. Demaryius's humility, warmth, kindness, and be remembered by those who knew him and loved him."
Yeah, you got to reset your computer, online, because you keep dropping in and out.
That hot grease is popping.
Yeah, as soon as you say something
whatever
important,
frying,
it just comes right out.
Whatever you frying, that grease is popping.
You got no idea what you're saying.
Okay.
All right, I guess that's your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are open, and Ashanti will be joining us this morning. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Stephanie Bynum.
Good morning, Mama. Get it off your chest.
I am calling because I live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
704.
I have people working at Taco Bell that are making more money than us healthcare workers. I feel like we need to reevaluate wages when it comes to healthcare workers.
Why are people at Taco Bell making more than the healthcare workers? Break that down for me.
So I make probably under $20, and I'm making basically the same price that I'm making. The same amount that people at Taco Bell or McDonald's are making, because there's such a shortage with jobs.
Oh, yeah. I see that they be giving out $20 an hour in some places.
Yes, exactly.
So you looking for a career change? You might want to go work at Taco Bell or McDonald's?
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I feel like I went to school and I should be getting paid more.
Well, Charlamagne started at Taco Bell.
I did, but they weren't paying no $20 an hour then. And I'm going to tell you something else. What you just said is very important, because with all of this crime going on around the country, I don't know why these people just don't go get a job, especially when they're paying it the way that they're paying right now.
Exactly.
And everybody's hiring.
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
Yeah, I wish I could help
You're welcome.
You have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Hello, who's this?
Hey there, it's Andrea calling from Toronto.
Toronto? Is it Toronto or Toronto?
It's Toronto.
They kicked us off the radio in Toronto. We was on for a good 30 days.
It was more than 30 days, but that's the reason why I'm calling. I was so upset when you guys came off the air, but then I discovered iHeartRadio. So I just wanted you guys to know that, I'm listening. We're still listening. We love you. Angela Yee, you're so inspirational. Dr. Charlamagne, just love your words of wisdom.
Dr. Leonard.
DJ Envy, love you, your family. You all are so cute. And I just wanted to say that we appreciate you here still in Toronto. We're still listening.
Thank you
so much.
We understand them kicking us off, though. I mean, we're an American radio station in a whole other country.
Well, and we said a couple of words that are not suitable for radio and out there as well, too.
I don't even think it's that. It's like they don't care about our issues.
And it was the middle of Donald Trump running for president.
That's right. They could care less. That's a whole other country.
But thank you for riding with us.
It was a little bit of both, right? I think it was the radio thing or whatnot. They're not ready for that. People like me, we are. Donald Trump, and you're right, they don't really care about U.S. issues. But anyways, I love you. We're still listening.
Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Rob from North Carolina.
What's up, Rob? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, man, I've got to get it off my chest. It could even be gonkier today, man. We need the Breakfast Club back on Revolt TV, man.
Yeah, I don't think that's not going to happen.
Why? What's going on, man?
I don't know. He took us off like they took us off in Toronto.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't Diddy for it. Diddy actually wanted us on. Diddy wanted us on. It was a iHeart and Revolt conversation. Diddy tried his hardest to get us back on there, but iHeart preferred to go in another direction.
Man, we need y'all back, man. We got to find another channel or something for y'all. What's up?
They're working on it.
Go on the internet.
I go on the internet. It's not enough, man. I third shift and, 6 o'clock in the morning. I like to see y'all.
But the internet is like on demand.
Yeah. But I like to watch it live, man. It's nothing like the live show watching it on Revolt, man. Nothing like that.
Well, I wish y'all felt like that when we was on Revolt.
Yeah, maybe y'all felt like that when we was on there.
I never heard nobody tell us I loved listening when we was actually on.
Now, the last year and a half, last 2 years, people were on it more.
Oh, okay.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
Yeah. Y'all take it easy, man.
All right. Shout out to the whole Revolt staff, Sharice, Ant, and Steve, and everybody, Ty, that worked for Revolt, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
All right, hello.
Hey, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Good morning, man. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to everybody that went to the Travis Scott concert. I was actually over there, and it was kind of crazy, man. Like you can feel the vibe. Like in the atmosphere, it was real demonic, man. Like, he was throwing up hand signals. It was like,
oh boy.
Like, you can get epilepsy or whatever that thing is called, when the lights is flashing and everything. It was just a horrible experience.
I'm sorry you didn't have a great experience, bro.
No, it was garbage. Like, honestly, I got the tickets for free and everything like that. So, I said, F it, I'll go. But, man, Travis Scott, he always been on that, like that devil is shit, the Kardashians and all that.
So why'd you go to the show?
Well, no, I was bored. I have nothing else to do, man.
You know they say the idle mind is the devil's playground.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. And it was just weird, man. Like having to deal with all that
I get it. I know. I understand. I was confused a little bit. We played the replay of Travis Scott's interview, and that's what you heard this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I was confused a little bit. Okay, I get it. All right, bro.
No, but let me tell you, it was just, you can feel it in the air, I don't know what the music industry has got going on, but they need to, think something quick, because when they say they pray to God and stuff like that, they're talking about the God of this world. They're not talking about the God upstairs.
Bro, it's Friday. I'm not going to do this today.
No, you guys have a great Friday, my man.
Have a blessed Friday. I don't know why we love indicting our whole culture.
I wasn't going to do it, man.
It's not today. Whatever.
Hello, who's this?
This is Sid.
Sid, what's up, Sid? Get it off your chest, Sid.
Hey, so I've been in the Army coming on 9 years, and I just want this new generation to understand that if you think this is a regular job, hey, that's a dub, Chief. This is not it.
Who said that they think the Army is a regular job? I never heard nobody say that.
Hey, this new generation is one that's born after 2000, 2001. Hey, look, they think that, it's just a 9-to-5, and I just collect my check on the 1st and the 15th, and it is not it.
Well, I just want you to know, I respect you, and I respect everybody out there in the military. I respect y'all's service. Appreciate y'all.
Definitely don't think it's a regular job.
I never thought that in my life.
Stories all the time about him being in the military.
I never thought that, ever.
All right, brother.
I appreciate y'all's support, man.
Okay, bro. Have a good one.
Hey, y'all too.
Passed on the other side of the Summit Road. I believe they were all in the area to trace me, and if that's the case, I'd like these officers to be arrested.
What?
Hello?
Thank you so much. I love 105.1.
What do you mean?
Have a nice weekend, everybody. Hello?
I guess he was talking before we clicked him on.
Jesus Christ.
He didn't know that the person put him on hold. He just kept going. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Brad from CT. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man. I've been listening to y'all forever now. I just want to say congrats on these new babies. I just had one myself.
Hey.
Congratulations, King. Yeah.
Two girls, yo, Charlamagne, man. Yo, you that guy, you big bruh. Even though I'm a light-skinned dude, I'm still a dog. You know what
I'm Shut up.
I appreciate you, King. I got four daughters now, so catch up.
Dang, I got two, baby. Okay, I can't. I'm about to get a bisectomy.
I'm thinking about it.
I got to get one, too.
I'm thinking about it. I got four, too. I'm thinking about it.
I ain't got no, think about
it. You need to.
Ain't no think about it. My wife told me I got to get one.
Why would you change your mind later on?
I think mine did, too.
I'm not.
Hey, yo, Uncle Shaw, I definitely need some books, man. My mind frame ain't right now. I'm being persecuted by Manchester Police Department up in New Hampshire, man, because I'm a colored person. I'm saying it was a situation where they can't even prove it. They're trying to say they'll drop the charges if I admit to the facts of the case.
Oh, I got some. I got some stuff for you. Then I got "State of Emergency" by Tamika Mallory, and I got the "Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health" by Dr. Rita Walker. I got you.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all. And please, if it's possible, can I throw my Cash App out there, just to help with the holidays? It's been rough. I'm 14 and 0 on these holidays, and this I might take an L this year.
Go ahead.
Pen. Like the writing utensil, hen, like mother hen, and Ben, B-E-N, pen, hen, Ben. Please, if y'all having a heart, anything works, man.
Pen, hen, Ben.
Yeah, pen, hen, Ben. I started a business with everything. This whole situation, dead at all of that, man. It's unfortunate we're being persecuted for how we look, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. I love y'all. I look forward to everything y'all do. And every morning, if I don't hear that yo-yo, or if y'all not even on, it's a bad day.
Man, we appreciate you, King. We're going to put you on hold to get your address. I'll send you these books.
Hold on. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Jussie Smollett, guilty, will tell you what was said.
Yee's talking fast as ish.
I mean.
She not even playing. Jussie Smollett, guilty, we'll tell you in a minute. All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
To the rumors, let's talk Jussie Smollett.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report, rumor report. This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, well, Jussie Smollett was found guilty. Were you guys surprised?
No.
I was kind of surprised.
I was.
Because there was no real evidence from what I heard. They just said it was the brother's word versus his word, right? Nobody's seen it.
Based off the testimony, I mean, but they already had it in for Jussie, though. So it's like, I wasn't surprised he got found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he was not taken into custody. He can stay free on bond. There was no sentencing date set yet, but they did say already that he does plan to appeal that decision.
And they say he'll probably get probation. I know he was facing a max of 3 years in prison, but they're saying he'll probably get probation, which is what he should get. He's guilty of lying to the police. He faked a hate crime. Terrible offense. For the rest of his life, we'll question everything he says and everything he does. His career, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but he shouldn't go to prison.
But my whole
probation.
Thing is, then why are we going through this whole trial? Like, they already gave him probation before. Then they went through trial. Then the trial's over. They spent millions of money, tax dollars.
He didn't have probation before.
Yeah, first they gave him probation. Remember, they were going to get probation, and then they came back, and then they put him on trial. At first, it was over at first.
I think he wanted to go to trial or something. Wasn't he trying to prove his innocence?
No, at first I thought he was.
I think if he'd have pled guilty, he probably would have got probation before.
But it feels like it's just stupid to go to trial to give him probation.
Yeah, they can't give you probation if they haven't charged.
The prosecutor said no, and then they came back and then tried him. But at first the prosecutor said, nah, we're not trying him. It's just probation. And then they came back and tried
him. I think he's trying to prove his innocence, that's why. I don't remember, but that's what it sounds like.
Well, here is Jussie Smollett's lawyer speaking on what happened.
So we feel 100% confident that this case will be won on appeal. Unfortunately, that's not the route we wanted, but sometimes that's the route that you have to take to win, especially a case where we remain 100% confident in our client's innocence. From the first day of this case, his case has been prejudged, his case has been tried in the media, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, and remember we had Ebony K. Williams on, and she was saying you should never just take a plea if you didn't do something, even though they try to tell you it's easier.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think he didn't want to take a plea because he'd had to plead guilty. So that's an admission of guilt. I wonder, do lawyers feel confident saying 100% positive that my client is innocent? Mm-hmm. That's something you got to say. Because, I mean, I guess you can't say I'm 70% confident that my client is innocent.
All right. And Black China is also the subject of a police investigation after a hotel incident, according to police in Sacramento. What allegedly happened is she invited a group of people back to her room and the party got out of control. Allegedly, there was an incident, attacked a woman, and she told her to shut the F up or she would beat both our asses. Then the vibe of the party changed, and Ron Knighton, who attended the party with a young female friend, decided to leave, but Black China allegedly had other plans and refused to let them leave for 20 minutes. She eventually let her go free, but yelled at them to stay in the hall. Black China's attorney is denying any wrongdoing on her part and is saying that the whole story is false. And Joe Biden is going to be making his first late night appearance as president on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
To do what?
House spokesperson, they're saying his appearance will be virtual.
You're going to tell jokes.
Ain't nothing funny right now.
Nothing at all.
Joe Biden.
And Dr. Dre, congratulations to him. He has finalized his divorce from Nicole Young. There's a picture of him with balloons behind him that says divorced AF. So clearly he's very excited about it.
I see.
Yeah, I mean, the battle was over $1 million and 25 years of marriage.
What was the final damage? Do we know?
I don't think we know.
What's that ticket? How much a month she getting?
A lot.
How much did he lose?
We don't know what the final ticket is with all of this, but, I mean, she claimed that she wasn't able to fight in court because he can pay a lot more for lawyers. She said she only has $1 million in the bank. That's less than what she owes her lawyer. So he wants $4.2 million to cover her legal fees. She also needs about $500,000 for work done between July and September this year, $3.5 million for future legal fees, and another $215,000 for appeal expenses.
And divorces seem like the lawyers are the ones that really win.
Now, he has to pay $3.5 million per year until she remarries or enters into a new domestic partnership.
Well, he clearly got a peace of mind to post that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they did have a prenup. So the thing was, she was saying that the prenup doesn't stand. And he was saying it does.
Mm.
All right. But he's back on the market. And so is she. And is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
All right, well, let's talk about Neuralink and putting a chip in your brain. That technology is almost here for humans.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's here. The most star-studded Black Western ever made, The Harder They Fall, directed by James Samuel, alongside a killer soundtrack that features original songs by Jay-Z, Kid Cudi, and more. Watch now on Netflix and stream the soundtrack now on all platforms.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now on Thursday Night Football, Minnesota beat Pittsburgh 36-28. Now what else we got, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about Elon Musk and Neuralink. He said he hopes to start implanting the brain chips in humans in 2022. So Neuralink was co-founded by Elon Musk back in 2016. They're developing a chip that would be implanted in people's brains to simultaneously record and stimulate brain activity. It's for medical purposes, though. Like if you're treating a serious spinal cord injury, other neurological disorders, they could use it if you're a quadriplegic, things like that. And here's what Elon Musk had to say.
Neuralink's working well in monkeys and just confirming that it's very safe and reliable and that the Neuralink device can be removed safely. People may have seen the demo that we published earlier this year, the video of a monkey playing the video game Pong telepathically using the Neuralink in its brain. We hope to have this in our first humans, which will be people that have severe spinal cord injuries like tetraplegics, quadriplegics next year. Pending FDA approval.
Now, I think that's where it starts. I think it's to treat people, and then they start, you know, putting it in kids so that, you know, you can see where your kids are going. And this is where it starts.
I don't know why y'all keep saying stuff like that when all of y'all walking around with smartphones. Like, stop it. Like, that all the chips you want is in your damn smartphone. They already know where we at all times.
Yeah, but
right,
I don't
now
have to carry my cell phone. If it's in me, it's in me.
Pause. All right, damn. All right, NB. If it's in you, it's in you. All I know is we in the end game now, okay? Between Neuralink and the metaverse, it's almost a wrap for us humans. Okay, if you think folks aren't dealing with reality now, you just wait. Just wait.
Well, this is for medical purposes, though, for part of what I'm going to say is for like quadriplegics, it would allow them to control digital devices with their. So it could be something that could help people who are fully or partially paralyzed. And that seems like a positive thing, no?
Yeah, that's one part of it. But the main purpose is to help people to communicate through what, text or voice messages, I think they said.
I thought that it was mostly for medical purposes.
Nah, I mean, I don't think that's, I don't know. When I read about it, it said it's a brain chip that'll help enhance human intelligence to compete in like an AI-ruled future. So basically it's like, and if I'm thinking about it right, instead of having to Google things, people can just have the chip in their brain and appear way smarter than they actually are. I don't like it, bro.
It's saying here that it's intended to have medical applications. Like I said, treating spinal cord injuries and other neurological disorders. Now, that's not to say that people won't use it for other things.
I thought you could communicate with machines and stuff with it, though. And your smartphones and everything else.
If you're quadriplegic, like for instance, you know, you can't use your arms or legs, then you can use your brain chip to do that.
Yeah, and you can.
That's why I'm saying it's medical.
It'll definitely help with the medical, but people are not going to use it for that. If you could talk to machines using our brains with the Neuralink, man, you'll see.
You would get it?
No. Like, I think we all too connected now. No. I don't know why people think this is a good idea, but we'll see.
All right, and more than 5 million people should get ready for possible nocturnal tornadoes, and that's going to be happening today and into the overnight hours for more than 25 million people from Texas to Ohio. Forecasters are also concerned that storms are projected to hit overnight, so everybody please, if you're in between Texas and Ohio, just make sure that your weather radio is on and working. Keep your phone unmuted. Make sure it's charged just in case the power goes out. And be ready to activate your severe weather plan. So be prepared, not scared, is what the nighttime weather safety regulations are. All right, everybody, be safe. And that is your front page news.
All right, now, when we come back, Ashanti will be joining us. Ashanti's here. She got a lot to talk about. And we're going to kick it with Ashanti when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, Let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle.
Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building who has more vacation days than all of us put together.
Don't do that.
Yes. Ashanti, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
How many vacation days does Ashanti have?
You are always on damn vacation. I defended you before you walked in here. I said she'd probably be working, and then when you work, you take a day. Exactly. And she has a bathing suit line.
Exactly.
Bro,
thank you.
Bro, she's been celebrating her birthday for 2 months.
Okay.
2 months.
I don't have a problem with that.
But listen, we coming out of a pandemic. You got to celebrate life. So I feel like you got to celebrate your birthday for an extensive amount of time.
I heard you going back on vacation.
I am.
See?
Okay.
He might be right,
Ashanti.
Goodness gracious. Well, congratulations on winning the Lady of Soul Award.
Thank you.
And also the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hey,
did they give you the star yet? Did you go out there yet?
No. What is that? It's actually happening in April of next year, which is dope because it'll mark exactly 20 years since my first album. So it's a whole 20-year anniversary and the star and all of that good stuff. So
that you're re-recording right now.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't do it.
And Irv does not like that you are re-recording your first album.
Ooh-wee.
So break down for people that don't know, why are you re-recording your first album?
So as an artist, when you are in the game for a certain amount of time, you pay your dues and things are supposed to come back to you.
Correct.
You have a legal team that does what they're supposed to do so that you're able to function and own.
Mm-hmm.
So with my album being 20 years old in April, obviously it makes sense for me to go in and re-record so that I can collect my coins. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily changing the vibe, but mm-hmm. kind of just injecting something new sonically into it. And maybe I might put a few features on there, you know, mm-hmm. source it up a little
bit. But I thought after 20 years, I thought you automatically, as an artist, you get your masters back after a certain amount of time in the industry.
You get the right to re-record.
Oh.
Now, before that happened, had you ever tried to, like, negotiate a deal? Because, you know, sometimes when an artist first signs, you were only 14?
When I had my first record deal, I was 14. I was signed to Jive.
Right, mm-hmm. you were signed to Jive, mm-hmm. and then you did this deal. So,
well,
sometimes,
actually, like, 3 record deals later.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
It was that many?
It was a lot. People think that it was just like, hey, I met John, it was on, but no. I had 3 failed record deals.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, Murder, Inc. was really kind
yeah,
like
number
the
4, I think.
Mm-hmm. And that's really where, did you ever feel like, I don't know if this is going to happen before that?
I did. After college, you know, everyone was like, well, what happened? We thought you were going to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was a little embarrassing. It was
did you go
like,
to college?
I did. I got accepted to Hampton. I deferred from Hampton. I got accepted to Princeton on a track scholarship. And it was one other school. But I deferred for like 2 years because mm-hmm. I was pursuing music.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, we picked the right thing.
You never negotiated, like she said, you never negotiated to get your master's back from Irv?
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to slide it. So for me, what I spoke about was giving me my files. So when I'm performing on tour, the band has what they need to collectively create the records the right way, right? Mm-hmm. So my sounds and my sessions and my music, so we could separate everything and the band could play the records as opposed to playing on a 2-track.
Mm-hmm.
So we spoke about that a couple of years ago and it was an issue. You know what I mean? So I'm just at a real positive
place.
So he
didn't want to give you the files for that.
Nothing.
Right.
I'm at a positive place. You know, I like to keep positive energy around me. I got to protect myself. Mm-hmm. If other people are not on that wave, I operate on a different vibration.
So does he own the Masters? Does Irv own the Masters?
No.
He said he owned the Masters. Didn't he say on a tweet that he owned the Masters and it's going to mess up his property?
Well, what I can say is that's a conversation for Universal. Let me take that back and not just jump out the window and say no. Me and Ja had a very long conversation and let Universal answer that, I guess.
Okay, so Universal owns the Masters. That's what you're saying between the lines, allegedly. So let me ask you a question. Now, this is just, I'm asking because you guys were a unit. You guys were tight. Y'all went through beefs. Y'all had problems. Y'all rode on everybody. Y'all wrote for teams. Y'all helped other artists blow up. Do you feel like since Murder, Inc. you're not a part of Murder, Inc. anymore,
mm-hmm.
that it should be a conversation and you should get your Masters back just like maybe Ja got his Masters back? Do you think because y'all were family, y'all did a lot, mm-hmm. and I'm sure there's mm-hmm. a lot that you didn't get paid for that you did. Mm-hmm. Do you think that should be what it is?
There were several conversations. You know, I threw up mad white flag emojis. I'm about peace. Let's bury the hatchet. You know, there's been an amazing foundation. You know, we'll always be linked musically. Mm-hmm. We've created history. We've broken records. All of that. So to me, it's kind of senseless that it's at this point.
Right.
You know, but when people are unhappy and bitter and you know, it affects you mentally and some of your judgment. You know, so I've always come from a place of, I'm a Libra. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about it. Let's figure this out. This doesn't make any sense. But I can't force anybody.
You ain't put Mama Ashanti on it? You ain't put Mama on it? She said, you know, I was on it.
I had the gag on.
But, you know, I wanted to know because, you know, you are part of Murder, Inc. history. So mm-hmm. when Murder, Inc. does the documentaries and the movie, I'm sure they would want you to be a part of it. But, you know, as an artist, would
you
want to
maybe,
be a part of
look,
it?
Maybe not.
Like, oh, I'm just asking for mine. What I feel is deserved to me. And if I don't get that, why should I help you out with yours, you know? So
that has to be hard, too, because I'm sure you and Ja Rule have a good relationship.
Yeah.
So when he comes to you and he's making that appeal, but then you're like, I don't want to, but Ja.
He's in a weird position. I'm telling you, we had that conversation recently.
Ja's in a weird position with everybody, I swear. With Fat Joe, he's cool with Fat Joe. Fat Joe's cool with, like, Ja's just in a weird predicament
everywhere. It's crazy. And he was just like, look, you my sister, I love you. That's my brother, I love him. I don't want to be a part of this. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm out. You know, but he also knows what's right. You know, mm-hmm. brother or not, sister or not, you know right is right. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we had that conversation and I'm good and I'm glad that we're on the same page.
Right. You know? It has to be annoying when you talk about things and you're expressing yourself and then you don't know if a tweet is going to come and then it turns into a whole
bigger situation. Well, you knew that was going to come. You know, a whole bigger situation. Send a tweet, do an interview right now. You know Irv.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's just like, it's too much. You know, at a certain age, you know, you would think that your mental would be in a different place. Like with this social media, that's forever, you know? So you got to just be careful how you displace your emotions.
What's good about you is I never see you throw shade.
Right, and I could. Mm-hmm. I know so much. I know how to hit below the belt. I know all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I choose not to because what's the sense? You know what I'm saying? I'm not benefiting out of any of that. I don't get a high off of trying to put somebody down or exposing the real you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm cool. Like,
you
I'm
ever
in a
type something
place.
And then delete it and be
yes.
like...
Absolutely.
I know what you mean. You'd be like, hold up. Okay,
listen,
you know what?
Don't here. Let me...
Seems like it's been a resurgence of Ashanti in the last, I would say, 5 years.
And...
Do you feel that?
You know what? I do.
And what do you think it's from?
God's timing, God's plan. You know, there's been so many things I don't talk about a lot. There've been a lot of things that have happened behind the scenes. You know, it forced me to grow. I do plan on, well, I am working on a documentary that's going to, like, I don't want to use the word expose, but give more of a transparent, deeper look into a lot of things. Because I'm transparent. I talk to y'all. You know, I'm not guarded, but there are just things that people don't know and that I haven't spoken about, you know, in depth and in detail. So I feel like those 5 years of me growing, getting my own record label, doing it on my own, you know, understand who's with me and who's not, understanding the tools from the real friends, you know, a lot of that has come into play, you know, and just having an amazing team. So I guess the resurge has been a lot of work put into focusing on the goal.
All right, when we come back, we have more with Ashanti. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Ashanti still here. Are you always surprised when some of the younger artists f*** with you so hard, whether it was Tory or The Baby or Moneybagg Yo? Does that ever surprise you? And how do they get in touch with you? Do you answer your DMs?
Yo, Env, if I were to show you my DMs right now, you would bug out. A little bit of surprise and a little bit of, oh. You know what I'm saying? The respect and the love, for lack of words, the admiration is so dope. You know, when I get into the studio with these guys and a lot of them come through DM. Mm-hmm.
Moneybagg Yo, that's how Waukesha happened, right?
Didn't yeah. You know
what
I mean?
Do you answer DMs or is it your sister or your mom?
No, I answer. I DM? Okay. I dibble and dabble in the DM a little bit.
Now they know.
Now they know it's not mama.
Right, right. But,
She's going to be a different story with his mama.
And I saw a SZA interrupted interview you were doing just to pay you your respect.
Yeah. Like, that was such a beautiful moment. Shout out to SZA. You know, and the fact that she had the picture to back up what she was saying. Basically, she said she stood online for like 10 hours to get an autograph from a book signing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then she posted the picture. She had a little glasses on and stuff. And I was like, wow, that's just so surreal to me. You know, like to get the love and the respect is a very humbling feeling.
Who was the surprise person that DM'd you that you was like, wow?
I don't even want to tell.
She looking at it right now.
Like, yeah, I'm like, woo. Some of y'all favorite rappers. Mm-hmm.
Are they trying to holler or they just want to do music or a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both.
They put their feet out there to see
right, to
it
test
is.
The water right, a little right, bit right, to right. see the temperature. Some athletes.
Now, last we heard, you were in a relationship, though, that you're keeping it low.
Super low. We've been dating. It's been a really nice, smooth ride.
You know who people think it is?
Who?
You tell me.
Oh my God, Envy, that was a terrible.
Every time, what are you talking about, Envy?
I ain't talking about nothing. I'm just saying you always on vacation. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody wait. Say it. Let's.
You
let's,
say it. You clear it up.
No, you say it. Say who you think it is.
Is that your brother or your man? You tell him it's your brother. You tell him.
Gosh.
You clear it up.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
See?
Let the people know.
Let them know.
Ashanti is not with Flo Rida.
Shout out to Flo Rida.
Be clear.
That's my guy.
That's my brother.
That's my brother.
Me and Flo are super cool. You know what it is? What's so crazy? I like to vacate, right? Mm-hmm. I got a crew of girls and my family. Flo got his crew and his family. We've been going to each other's birthday parties for like 10 years. So I don't know why it's like such a surprise now.
You're always on vacation together and people don't know they see.
No, it's first of all, it's not always together. But
let me make it guess in it all.
But it's just he's a good vibe and our
he's
teams.
A good dude.
Yeah, our teams are so cool and he just likes to have fun and family and celebrate. I promise you, it has never ever been anything remotely remotely close to that. Shout out to Flo, that's my bro. Flo, you know, it's all family. I have never in my life posted a dude that I'm dealing with, ever.
Ever?
I mean, maybe Nelly on a flyer or something like that, like 100 years ago. But nothing like, oh, we're together, or never.
Why is that, though?
I like to keep things private.
Nothing wrong with
that. That might hurt a dude's heart, though. He's dating you, and then you won't post him?
I don't think she would date somebody that's hurt that he's not posted on Instagram.
Guys be having feelings.
They definitely have feelings.
See?
And listen,
they
I
had
found,
that conversation
listen,
before.
I found
man,
out.
You and the guy had that conversation before. You had to.
I definitely found out that the non-posting was a little bit of an issue.
Because you like the man in the relationship. Because, you know, men usually don't post their chicks.
But no.
So you
but,
flipped the script on
no,
them.
It's really... It's a little balanced. It's half and half.
Okay.
I like to be super low, especially until things are like solid.
How
you know
solid
what I mean?
Do you want it?
She gonna get. Listen, she's gonna post the wedding day.
Post the wedding day, right?
In her dress. We did it.
We did it.
But listen, there are at least two people super heavy in the industry. We dated and we never posted. Mm-hmm. I would never. So
how
the
did
fact
nobody
that
catch
I posted,
y'all? How did nobody catch y'all when
you
go out?
You know what's crazy? So we went to the movies one time. And two of the girls was like, oh, you seen the Ashanti? I'm about to put that on Twitter. And my sister walked up behind them and was like, no, you not. You know what I mean? So there's been little instances, you know, and it's just like, respectfully, don't do that.
Was your man upset when the verses happened and Nelly walked over and it turned into a huge thing? Because I'm sure that it can't feel good when something like that happens. And I also know that guys can be insecure. Like,
right. He's super secure. And I was like, hey, did you watch? He was like, yeah, I seen it. It was quiet. He said, yeah, I seen him walk across the stage. And I was like, yeah. But he didn't elaborate. He didn't go too crazy. You know, he laughed a little bit.
That's also
bit,
how
but
you reacted too, though. Your reaction was good.
Yeah.
Your reaction, you act know? Like you ain't see him at first. Be like, I didn't see.
That's how I did it.
That was the piece.
That was good of me.
Everybody watching, you was like, you act like you didn't see him. Like, you talking like, hey, how's the kids? All right, good to see you. All right. Then you turn back around. That's because that was. Now, if you'd have went a little too much like the hug.
Right. If the hug would have lasted.
Then it would have been a conversation. But you played it right.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like I've been saying this forever, but that has been our first interaction after like 6 years, I think.
Now, also, so how was this tour?
The tour was dope. You know, the fact that we are still dealing in a pandemic, coming out of one, and we were doing arenas every night that was on tilt, filled. So I think it's a blessing, you know, to be able to hold out the microphone and hear 10,000, 20,000 people singing records that I wrote 20 years ago. You know what I mean? So it's a super humbling feeling. I was the only female. It felt really good to get the same love. And if it really did feel like 2002. You know, I'm one of those artists, I still do meet and greets, right? And I feel like just coming out the pandemic, you want to create these memories because you never know what's going to happen.
True.
So I'm doing meet and greets, and it's like people are crying. They're coming up showing me tats of my face and, you know, pictures. And I'm just like, yo, this is crazy.
But I'm sure you've had some pretty bad stalker situations, too.
I have. My stalker, I don't know, I think he did 3 years.
Sheesh.
I want to say. It was wild. He was actually in jail with Wayne. They was in the same cell block.
Really?
So when Wayne got out, it was so funny. We had a session together in Miami, and he was like, yo, sis, I got to tell you about this guy. You know, so we started talking, and he was like, yo, he's crazy. And I said, oh, my God, I can't believe my stalker was in the same cell block as Wayne. You know what I mean? But thank God it didn't get to a point where I felt like I was going to be murdered. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't. It was a little obsessive or a lot obsessive. Mm-hmm. But I'm cool. I'm safe. And how it started was an eye opener, something I had to learn. Because they were like, well, why do you feel like she wants to be with you? Why are you pursuing? And his response was, she made eye contact with me at the show in Chicago. So, like, you know, obviously something mentally is, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, and that made you do all this, you know? So it's scary.
Were you nervous when he got out?
A little bit. I was nervous when we had to travel, because he was from Chicago. Mm-hmm. So whenever we went to Chicago, I had like 5 security with me. There. You know what I mean? Just to make sure everything was all right.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with Ashanti. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking with Ashanti. If you could change one thing on this journey that you've done so far, what would be the one thing that you would change? One thing that you would change on a journey.
Who, you mean?
Who, what, damn. All of the above. What would you change?
I do like your little shade that you throw. It'd be subtle.
I mean, that's a tough question. A side of me feels like there's some choices that were made that I shouldn't have made, you know, and I might want to delete that.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Relationship choices, sign a label choices?
I'm trying to see. Because
they say everything's a learning lesson. So the fact that you want to delete that means it's like, look.
But here's the other side. Here's the flip side of that. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't make me who I am right now.
Correct.
So I don't know if I really would want to delete that. Right. Because it made me stronger. It made my character be what it is. And it made me learn super fast.
Listen, those mistakes are the things that you learn the most from.
Yes, that's what
like,
I'm saying.
Never again.
Yes, exactly. So that's why, like I said, the younger, immature maybe side of me would want to wipe it like you wipe your iPhone. Mm-hmm. But the other side is like, you wouldn't know and have the knowledge or the passion had you not gone through this really dark, messed up. I don't know if we can curse. Messed up time. You know what I mean?
What was the darkest time for you? Was it the Murder Inc. Got Indicted, or was it a relationship, or was it album sales, or was it the beef time? What was probably the darkest time for you?
It was kind of a combination of what was going on with me personally, and on top of that, the indictment, and then not having a label, and then dealing with that issue with the label, and feeling betrayed, and then still having a safe face and act like everything is cool. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then walking away from offers from majors and not knowing. I remember I felt like, you know when your stomach is in knots and you might want to throw up? Mm-hmm. You know, and when I turned away my last offer, you know, from a major back at that time, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I sat in L.A. in the house and I was just sitting by myself and I'm like, OK, now I understand why people do drugs. Now I understand why people drink. I don't. Mm-hmm. But when you get to an emotional space like that, it's like, oh, now I get it. Because don't nobody want to think about
you
that.
Wanna escape.
No one wants mm-hmm. to be in that space. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that was a learning lesson for me, too, because mm-hmm. I used to always, you know, kind of look at it as weak. Like, damn, you doing drugs? Why just man up, you know? Mm-hmm. But then I was like, oh.
I need a drink.
You know what I'm saying? This is why, you know, people choose that, because you want to escape that.
Right.
It's scary. I don't wish it on no one. I dealt with my cousin's death, which is something that I still struggle with. Like, there are so many different dark moments, and I feel like I'm a relatable human being, and it's important to show that you can go through all of that and still succeed.
Right.
So that's why I feel like it's important.
It's part of the journey.
Exactly. It's part of the journey. It's mm-hmm. never just the vacation. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which is another reason why I take vacations.
I see why. Listen, Ashanti ever go to a part where Ashanti was low with money?
It got to a place where it had been like, what, 8 years without putting out a single, an album, doing a show. You know what I mean? So it got to the point where it was like, okay, sis, this is what we're going to do this Christmas. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was never like a struggle, but it was an awakening. Like, look,
you
got to get to it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Thank God that I write my records and I will forever eat off my pub.
You think you could do your documentary without having Irv on it? Or do you plan to have him in the documentary?
Do I think I can have it without him? Yeah. Coming from him and his mouth talking about certain things, can I do without it? Yeah. Hopefully there is a place of peace, you know?
Because you think if you ask him, he'll say, yes, I'll be in it.
I'm not even in that headspace, to be honest.
Right.
I'm not.
I was going to ask you, now what about mom? How do you pay mom? Do you pay mom a percentage?
Oh, my God. It's business.
How do you pay your mother? Like, I mean, I got, like, my wife's on salary, but it's not really salary.
Right.
She takes what she wants. My daughter's on salary.
That's for tax purposes, though. That's for tax purposes.
Absolutely.
But do you pay moms, or does mom take what she wants? Like,
it's,
what I mean?
It's honestly a comment very similar to what you just said. Like, yeah, she gets a percentage, but I also pay for this. I buy this. I pay for that. She asks for this. She get that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, there's no paperwork between us,
correct,
which is, you know what I mean?
Do you ever hate that mom's manager? Because she ain't here now. Do you ever, like...
That's so sneaky and shady.
Because it's... Like, she walked still out. Your mom, though. Like, you know what I mean? Mom might look at you a little funnier sometimes. Does that ever bother you at all? Like,
what?
Mom being a manager, like, damn, I wish today mom wasn't here. Do you ever have that moment?
I mean...
And I love mom, by the way, but I'm just asking.
I mean, obviously, there's certain things, you know... She's like, mom.
Because I know y'all close, right?
Yes.
Y'all close,
but sometimes it's, yeah.
You still mom.
Exactly. But we have a dope relationship. And she kind of feels when, you know, she'd be like, she that's what you want today? All right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we don't agree on everything. We definitely have our little arguments.
Who wins those arguments? Because mama don't play. So who wins those arguments?
We're very similar. I'm stubborn. Mm-hmm. I'm very stubborn. But she's very, very... very stubborn. You know, she holds grudges, you
When's
know?
When's the last time y'all got into an argument where y'all didn't speak for a minute? And what was it over?
I want to say one that sticks out in my mind. I was super young, and we got into, I think I had boys at my house, and one of the guys put, like, a hole in my wall or something.
Ooh, what was he
and
doing?
And I know it was crazy. And she was so, like, furious. We got into it, and I was like, I'm leaving. I think I was in high school. I put a backpack on. I was like, I'm leaving. And I'm expecting her to come, like, after me. She slammed the door.
Damn.
I was like, damn. So I sat outside.
You sat outside.
I have nowhere to go, but I'm leaving.
Nowhere to go, but I'm leaving. Let me see. We talked, but kind of like when you have to.
So talk about what's Arts Help. What is Arts Help?
So Arts Help is a dope organization I'm working with. Mm-hmm. And it's about fighting climate change. Mm-hmm. You know, the world is kind of messed up, you know, with the plastic and mm-hmm. what's going on with the water and the ocean and all of that stuff. So I think it's really important to kind of, like, create that awareness. And basically, like, the organization creates these grants and these programs for artists to kind of get involved. Mm-hmm. And they have these educational programs where you could learn what to do and how you could help.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's called Cryptocurrency Creator. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really dope. And it kind of just gives you ways that you could do your part in helping to save and create climate change. Mm-hmm. You know,
so wait, so what does it have to do with cryptocurrency? Is there...
No. It's not really cryptocurrency. It's like being conscious. So conscious of... conscious crypto creator.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Have you invested in crypto or anything like that? Are you paying attention to that?
You know what's crazy? I was talking to the guy who runs this program, and he was telling me that with NFTs and all of that, if you're not powered by the right source, mm-hmm. even that is kind of messing up the planet, mm-hmm. which is crazy. I didn't know.
He's talking about mining.
Because I'm like, digitally, mm-hmm. yeah. You know what I mean? He's like, even that... I think, what is it, POW and POS, whatever your NFT is powered by, mm-hmm. if it's the wrong one, is doing damage to the planet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I learned that from, you know, talking to the guy, Mo, who organizes all of this. And I was like, that's so bizarre. You would think digitally it's not affecting, mm-hmm. but it really is, which right. is crazy. So I don't know. Like, I'm not super into it too much. Mm-hmm. I know that it's super relevant, and a lot of people, I think Ja has a whole world of mm-hmm. what is it, metaverse? And,
yeah,
he was in the metaverse. Yeah. Like, yeah,
he was on it early.
Yeah, very early.
Because you mm-hmm. see somebody bought like a plot of land near Snoop Dogg's metaverse.
Yes.
I'm like, what is this?
Exactly, exactly. So I'm not super on it yet, but I'm glad I kind of found out that information. So when I do jump in, mm-hmm. I know which way to go.
All right, well, thank you, Ashanti, for joining us. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, after Charlamagne did one sit down with Travis Scott, now there are some attorneys of the family speaking. One of them was the attorney for the family of 23-year-old Rudy Pena. He was one of the 10 attendees who lost their lives last month. And they have declined to accept money from Travis Scott for funeral costs. They've also filed a lawsuit against Travis Scott and others. Here is Valerie Cortinas Fisher, who is the Pena family's attorney, speaking on the interview and how it did not help the family heal.
I can't speak to whether or not it helped him heal. It seemed to kind of be an exercise in expressing his feelings to the public. So if that was his endeavor, I hope he was successful in it. As far as the family, Rudy's family goes, it didn't heal them.
Did Travis Scott speak with the Penas?
No, he has not. We have not yet met with Mr. Scott, and it has not been something they've really even considered at this point.
Well, like I told Travis during the interview, there's nothing he could say that will ever heal the trauma these families who lost loved ones are going through. Not now, maybe not ever. Maybe later in life, but not right now.
Here is attorney Valerie Cortinas Fisher speaking on Pena's sister's reaction to the interview.
In my discussions with the family, in particular, Jennifer, who's Rudy's sister, Jennifer Pena, her initial gut reaction and what she's kind of continued to feel as we've been talking about it throughout the day is that this person ultimately, regardless of what he is saying in a 51-minute sit-down chat, has a history of encouraging, promoting, seeking, inciting behaviors at his events that are dangerous, could potentially be life-threatening, and then were in fact life-threatening and took the life of her brother, Rudy.
And as a flashback, here is what Travis had to say about whether or not he felt he incited violent behavior at Astroworld.
You didn't on this night, but in the past, you've encouraged, I guess, the kind of energy that could have led to something like this happening. Do you think that contributed to the energy of this night?
Yeah, I think... it's something I've been working on, you know, for a while, of just creating these experiences and trying to show, like, the experiences happening in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. You know, us as artists, we trust, you know, professionals to make sure that, you know, things happen and people leave, you know, safely. You know what I'm saying? And this night was just like a regular show as far as, like, you know, the energy. People didn't show up there to just be harmful. People just, I think, showed up to have a good time, and then, you know, something unfortunate happened. And I think we really just got to figure out, you know, what that was.
Yeah, I think we have to be very careful to not let this become an indictment of hip-hop music. You know what I mean? Because everybody is fine with the music until something actually happens. And if the music is the blame, then damn, we're all guilty, right? We're all accessories to the crime if it's about the music.
I don't think this is about all hip-hop music. I mean, I was at a concert last night that, you know, I don't felt like their music or their ragers or they incite violent behavior.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the artists who do.
And you can control what people do.
Yeah, I don't think you can control human behavior. I mean, listen, I grew up off crunk music. We watched 3-6 Mafia last week, you know, performing songs like, you know, I bet you won't hit a mother effer. And they actually fought on stage. You know what I mean? I don't know if I don't know. I just don't want it to become an indictment of hip-hop music. That's all.
All right. Now, Ed McPherson says that Travis insisted that he do this interview, even though he has lawsuits pending against him and the families have not yet healed. And here's what he said.
What was the calculation that led you to say, okay, do the interview?
Well, you're assuming that there was a calculation that led me to do the interview. This was all Travis. Travis insisted on it. He's been wanting to speak out to his fans, to the public in general, to the families. He's been trying to reach out to the families. This was his way to do it, to tell him that he's serious about that. The families have rejected his offers to pay for funerals and things like that. He just wants them to know that he's still available and he wants to help heal. And he does still want to get to the bottom of this, which we really haven't at this point.
Man,
also, some people feel like during this interview, Travis Scott did not take responsibility or say, I'm sorry, one time. Here's what Ed McPherson had to say about that.
We've heard from one of the attorneys who's filed a lawsuit already, who says that this is exacerbating the pain because what they don't hear Travis saying is that he's taking responsibility for the lives that were lost.
You know, I don't think that's the case. I think Travis, when asked about responsibility, he said, look, we're responsible to get to help the victims heal, to help everyone heal, to help the city of Houston heal, and to get to the bottom of this whole thing to make sure it doesn't happen again. I think that is taking responsibility.
I think it's just a tragic, tragic situation all across the board.
It is. And it definitely is. I'm surprised. I'm glad he spoke out, but I'm surprised he actually did the interview. Most of the times when people have lawsuits pending, they don't
say nothing.
They're not speaking until after the lawsuits. That's what usually attorneys advise their clients to do. So,
well, one thing he said in the conversation that I'm surprised people didn't pick up on was he just was like, I don't care if corporations walk away from me because people lost their life. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I don't care if businesses walk away from me. This ain't about that. But, you know.
Here's what was said in the interview about taking responsibility.
How much do you feel a sense of responsibility?
I have a responsibility to figure out what happened here. I have a responsibility to figure out the solution. And hopefully this takes a first step into us as artists, you know, having that more insight of what's going on. And the professionals to kind of surround and figure out more of an intel, whether it's tech, whether it's, you know, more of a response, whether it's whatever the problem is, you know, to figure out that in the future and moving forward in concert safety, make sure it just never happened again.
I personally think he's right. I don't see how one person can be held accountable for this situation. Like, it's impossible. Too many things have to go wrong in order for something like this to happen. And this has happened before. And if they don't correct these things moving forward, it'll happen again. But I personally don't see how you can have these concerts with 50,000, 100,000 people and think things won't go wrong. Like, you know, even when people don't die, you know, people get trampled and, you know, there's fights and there's people overdosing. Like, I just think you can't control human behavior, especially when you're dealing with that many people.
Well, I do wish to still send some more love to the families who are suffering from these tragic losses and their friends, too.
Absolutely.
Because that's definitely not something easy to deal with. And that is your rumor report.
All right. Now, Charlamagne, who are you giving your donkey to?
Oh, man. Donkey of the day is going to Republican Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We would like to have a word with him, please.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. For nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com to get a hassle-free quote today. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, Let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Charlemagne, say the gang, dunk it utter shame.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, December 10th goes to Republican Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. There's a movie. Okay, I used to enjoy. I don't enjoy it anymore because real life has become it. All right, but the name of the movie is Idiocracy. It stars Luke Wilson, Maya Rudolph, Dax Shepard, and Terry Crews, to name a few. And the log line for that movie is a decisively average American is selected as a guinea pig for a top secret hibernation program, but is forgotten. Okay, awakening to a future so incredibly moronic, he's easily the most intelligent person alive. I'm saying all that to say that it is extremely hard to not feel like Luke Wilson's character, Private Joe Bars, in 2021. Okay, all of these advancements in technology were supposed to make humans smarter, but I don't see it. And it's not just the digital D-head on Twitter spewing nonsense, speaking on things that he has no knowledge of with such confidence. You know the type who says they've been doing research, and that research comes from another digital D-head speaking on things that he has no knowledge of with such confidence, except that digital D-head made a YouTube video about it. And you know, when you make a YouTube video about something, that's when it becomes real in the minds of many, but like I said, it's not just the average Joe spreading misinformation and straight up lies. It's people in positions of power, our elected officials. And once an elected official says something, if the average Joe already believes that said something, then now that elected official reinforces what the average Joe already thinks. Even worse, the average Joe may not know a damn thing. But when he hears an elected official speak on it, now he believes it. And that is why we are here today, ladies and gentlemen, because Republican Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is out here speaking lies to power. Because apparently he has some coronavirus cures that the streets don't know about. Let's go to CNN's Aaron Burnett for the report, please.
This is from a sitting Republican Senator Ron Johnson.
Standard gargle, mouthwash, has been proven to kill the coronavirus. Even if you get it, you may reduce viral replication. There's all kinds, why not try all these things?
We asked him about that comment. He pointed to a study that talked about mouthwash killing the virus. Of course, once the virus is in your mouth and nose, and it's not like one, it's absurd.
That's all I need?
Shut up. Just shut up right now.
That's what he said.
Shut up. I truly believe this is why they are creating things like the metaverse, because there are a group of humans on this planet we must segregate from. And if we have to do it digitally and virtually, then that's just what it's going to have to be. I say it often. Segregation was a great concept that was poorly executed. It shouldn't have been a separation of race. It should have been a separation of behavior. And personally, I don't want to be around people who act like Ron Johnson. Okay. Who am I kidding? I know plenty of people who talk like Ron Johnson, okay? But they are not senators of the United States of America. 793,000 people dead of COVID in just America. And people like Ron Johnson still telling the American public things like mouthwash can cure COVID, all right? Only thing mouthwash kills is the bacteria in your mouth that makes your breath stink, all right? And the reason you don't know your breath stinks is because you won't wear a mask, because someone like Senator Ron Johnson probably told you not to. Now, thankfully, Governor Sununu who's also a Republican, disputed that. Listen.
Look, it's incredibly damaging. There's no doubt about it. I've gotten kind of famous for saying when crazy comes knocking at the door, slam it shut. And that's what you got to do. You can't just tolerate it and say, oh, it's just a certain part of your population that is transmitting all this misinformation and it doesn't matter. It does matter.
When crazy comes knocking at your door, slam it shut. Why the hell would you open the door for crazy? Don't even open the damn door. All right. I'm glad another Republican disputed another Republican because, man, if Sununu was a Democrat, they would have turned this into a political issue. Now, for the record, let me tell you what infectious disease expert Kim Woo-Joo had to say, okay? She said, even if gargling kills some of the virus, it won't be able to clean the nasal area, nor the viruses that's already penetrated deeper into the body, all right? Johnson's advice also seems to ignore the most obvious way of fighting COVID, getting vaccinated. That way, one would be at reduced risk for infection and have good smelling breath, end quote, from Kim Woo-Joo, infectious disease expert. OK. Oh, and there's a website called Listerine Professional. It's a website for dental professionals run by the mouthwash producer. And they stress that Listerine is not intended to prevent or treat COVID-19 and should be used only as directed on the product label. See, y'all don't realize how dangerous this is, but you should never underestimate the power of human stupidity. Okay, you can never underestimate the power of human stupidity. That's why this is so dangerous. It's people who will believe this and they will think that Ack, Listerine, and Crest kill COVID. Hell, they might try to inject themselves with it. Okay, and look, we've all been stupid about certain things in our lives. Therefore, I am patient with stupidity, but not with elected officials who are proud of their stupidity. Please let Chelsea Handler give Senator Ron Johnson the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, that is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Oh, I see Envy got his Listerine script out. Oh, you're putting it on your tongue, but you already vaccinated.
So?
And you got your booster.
I didn't get my booster yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I got something else that can cure Listerine. I mean, can cure COVID.
What?
You got to put it in your mouth, though.
Yeah, I ain't messing with you.
What?
I ain't messing with you, man.
What?
No.
You put the Listerine script in your mouth so easily?
Nope.
I got something else for you.
I ain't messing with you.
Oh, you won't listen to me, but you listen to Senator
yep.
Ron Johnson?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. You kinky, bro.
I ain't say nothing.
You kinky.
I ain't say nothing about kinks.
You kinky.
All right?
All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Up next, let's slander the Breakfast Club, man. We ain't do this in a while. All right? 800-585-1051. You can slander the Breakfast Club if there's something you don't like about moi or Charlemagne or ye. You can call us up right now and tell us what you don't like. 800-585-1051. This keeps us humble. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Slander the Breakfast Club. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Keep the Breakfast Club humble with Slander the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Vaughn.
What's up, bro? Who you want to slander?
Hey, Charlamagne, you know I got to slander you, man.
I'm right here, ready for it.
Hey, what's with all the ass talk, man? Come on, man.
What ass talk?
All the ass talk all the time.
I ain't say nothing about asses this morning.
Not this morning, but you can't escape.
I can't escape what?
See?
You can't escape me coming to you. About ass.
You said you're coming after my ass.
See, there you go.
What you say?
There you go.
Man, I ain't say nothing like that.
All right, bro.
Have a blessed morning, sir.
Hello, who's this?
This is Charles from Jersey City.
Charles from Jersey City. Go ahead, slander the Breakfast Club.
What up, bro? Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. I want to slander the Envy today, man. I don't appreciate how you be talking to some of the workers up there. That, then on top of that, bro, like, you feel me? I feel like you be playing a lot of two-sided things. Like I don't know, sometimes you be giving me Ebro vibes, bro, and I really I like the Breakfast Club, but, you know, but you be giving me Ebro vibes sometimes, man. Like, you be acting like an op. I don't know. I don't know if you can be trusted, man.
Well, you know what? How do I be talking to people that are crazy up here? I don't talk to anybody up here.
Matter of fact, the people that call in, there you go. When people be on the thing, you just be hanging up. You be like, all right, bye, da-da-da-da. You just be on the
thing. I agree. You do be hanging up.
Where you at right now, bro?
I'm actually upstate. I'm driving upstate.
Upstate? What kind of car you in?
I'm in a truck right now. I ain't in a car.
A truck? What's the license plate?
We ain't doing all that.
What's so funny? Are you saying I'm with the ops? I'm just asking.
You ain't about to line me up the way I am, you heard?
Goodbye, man. Goodbye.
He said, you ain't about to line me up the way your bar will be lining your beard up.
Oh, you think you find that funny? Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Alexis.
Hey, Alexis, slander the Breakfast Club.
Oh, man, I listen to y'all every morning, and DJ Envy, you play the same song.
Ma'am?
And then Charlamagne, dude, you know you gay for Envy. Come on now, just admit it.
You gay for Envy?
I'm gay for Envy.
What the hell?
Envy is gay for me.
No, he's definitely gay for me. And I don't pick the songs, mama, I swear.
No, let's get back to Envy being gay for me. When when I put out that leaked chapter of Envy's book that he made me write, but then take it out, he took it out. Man.
There is no gay chapter with me.
I didn't say it was gay. Oh, nah, who said it was gay? I didn't say it was gay.
They love Envy, and Envy loves Charlamagne.
I'm glad you know.
Y'all got to play like the top like 5 to 10 songs, not the top 5 songs. I'm tired of listening to Young Blue and Giveon driving to work sad every morning.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
All right. Have a good one.
One thing I'm never fighting radio over is the music.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, man. Hey, this is Rod P, man, from Swainsboro, Georgia. I want to slumber you and Charlamagne.
Talk to
all
me.
All the gay games.
What
all
are you?
All the gay games, man.
What are you
I'm
talking about?
I'm Mr. Banner right now in the Georgia Ports. I'm Mr. Banner. Shout out to truckers out here. Georgia Ports, Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, oh, that was one run-on sentence. Okay.
Yeah, that was...
I thought you were about to tell us the truckers be doing gay games, too. It just was...
No.
You want to play?
Y'all got to cheat. Y'all got to cheat.
You sure you don't want to play?
Thank you, sir.
I'm sure.
All right.
How sure?
I'm very sure.
Okay.
Smell my finger.
Suck mine.
Y'all hold it down,
whoa. Goodbye.
Hey, y'all hold it down, man.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051.
It's not get it off your chest.
It's not get it off your chest.
It's slander.
You're so frazzled.
Slander,
you know what I'm saying? I'm leaking this chapter. That lost chapter from your book, I'm leaking.
What's the chapter?
Don't worry about it. If it's not in there, I'm going to leak it. You wait till I get an advanced copy. Let that not be in there.
My goodness. Slander the Breakfast Club. Call us now. The Breakfast Club, good morning. Yellow beats.
Keep the Breakfast Club humble with Slander the Breakfast Club. Tell him be humble.
Sit down. The truth hurt. Hello, who's this?
Yes, hello, DJ Envy. I am so glad. I've been waiting for this. You got to stop lying. You told me 3 years ago, and I was asking you about sending tickets for my boys. I wanted them to attend your real estate show, workshop, rather. And you was like, oh, hold on. I'm going to send you tickets. Stop telling people to hold on, because I don't think you're sending them anything, DJ Envy. You got to stop.
I don't send tickets. We write down the names because you got to come on a list. There's a list. We don't have tickets no more. Everything is virtual. So there's no tickets.
No. This is 3 years ago. You said hold on. When you tell people to hold on, I don't believe you sending them anything. Well, stop telling us to hold on if you know you don't have the tickets, Envy.
You right.
Stop. And you haven't been in a long time, but I've been waiting for this moment with you. Yee, you're not the expert when it comes to the coronavirus. I remember when the interview with, what you call the Migos? And when the kid, I forget the brother name, and he was trying to find out about the vaccine. He thought it stopped him from even ever catching the virus. And Charlamagne was trying to explain to him, no, you can still catch it. And he was like, oh, hold on, I got this. Yee, you don't always have it. Even when we talk about Dr. Fauci, you do it all the time. You haven't done it in a long time. But stop.
I do it all the time, but just not in a long time.
Right. I know. That didn't sound right. You do it all the time. But, Charlamagne, you know what I want to
got
stop?
It.
When it comes to dancing, just don't do it, please, Charlamagne. If you did that all the way down to the floor, it did not look good. It just didn't look good when you went all the way down to the floor, Charlamagne.
I know how to scrub the ground. Don't play with me.
I agree.
No, you got no. I'm telling you, this is Cassandra from New Jersey. Charlamagne, don't do it again. Okay?
You so mad. You so mad I got Megan Thee Stallion knees and you don't.
My goodness.
No, I don't have them, but you don't either. I don't know what you're doing because it didn't look good.
But thank you, Mama.
I don't have them, but you don't either.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Drew from Chicago, man.
Drew, what's up? Slander the Breakfast Club.
Man, I got to slander all three of y'all, man. We're going to start with Charlamagne. Charlamagne, I don't like your forehead, man.
True.
That's all I got for you. I really don't like your forehead.
True.
DJ Envy, man, yes, dude, I don't like the fact that you arch your eyebrows and you put it on your Beijing.
I don't
Angela
arch my
eyebrows.
Go ahead.
Yes, you do. Angela Yee, I don't like how you're a fake vegan. Don't say you're vegan and you still eat chicken.
I never said I was vegan.
You did say you was bigger. I don't like it. Nah, but, man, I really appreciate y'all, man. I've been listening to y'all for 7 years out here from Chicago, man. It's great what y'all are doing. Man, y'all keep up the great work.
All right, have a good one. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Lynn. I'm calling to explain to the Breakfast Club.
Go ahead, ma'am.
First, I want to say I love y'all. You know, I listen to y'all every morning.
But
DJ Envy, I need you to stop being such a pick-me, bro. Like, sometimes it's annoying. Angela Yee, I love you too, but you got to stop being so politically correct all the time. And I ain't got nothing bad to say about Charlamagne Tha God, my favorite.
Thank you, Queen.
L, you pick me.
What?
Nothing. I love you. Bye.
All right.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is your boy Lil Stevie from the KY, Louisville, Kentucky.
What's up, Lil Stevie?
You say you do what with KY?
He don't do nothing with KY.
What you say, King? Oh, okay.
Louisville, KY. Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky.
Who you want to slander?
Lubricant, Louisville. I was like, what?
Why? But I want to slander Charlamagne for having the biggest lip in the world. You're a man.
Whoa. I'm out there. You call up here talking about all this KY and then you go right to his mouth?
Yeah. You hear me?
I heard you.
Man, grow up, man. What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to get some.
He's trying to get some. Oh, so he calling for a reason.
Oh, you flirting.
Something like that. I'm trying to be like you and Charlamagne.
Now, see,
I'm in envy.
But that's when I stop. That's when the game stopped. That's when I got to let you know it's just a game. I'm not really gay. I can play one on the radio.
Shoot your shot, bro.
It's just a game, bro. It's just a game.
Nah, I'm good, buddy. I just want the buddy. Just hit me up.
You just want the what?
We just want the just hit me up.
I'm a happily married man, sir.
All right.
Okay.
You want to, bro? You want to hold on? You want his number?
I am a happily married man.
Hold on. Yep.
You can hold on, but I ain't coming. I ain't coming home. you can hold on, but just know I ain't coming home.
All right.
All right. It's not happening, sir.
All right.
Love you though, bro.
Y'all have a blessed day, man.
You have to tell me you love me back.
Are you hung up?
Oh.
All right. Woo. Slander the Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way, ye?
Yes, and let's talk about some new music. It is Friday, so we'll tell you what is coming out.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Today, Wiz Khalifa has a new album out, Wiz Got Wings, that you can stream right now. Rick Ross has Richer Than I've Ever Been. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Already. Here's Rick Ross featuring Wale and Future, Warm Words in a Cold World.
With all the heckless, how I deal with all the madness. I go shopping with bitches who in the fashion. Spending numbers go distance, you can't imagine. Falcon, Big Willie with all the assets. Wrap my face on the boats that go the fastest. A bad bitch, I'm putting all on your lashes.
Also, Tory Lanez has released his 80s-inspired album. You know he loves to take from that era. It's called Alone at Prom. And here is Ballad of a Bad Man.
Let's get caught up in mine. Shooting star passed by my eye. And I don't know just what to do. She won't blow my time. Don't you stop turning me on.
Juice WRLD has a new album out today as well. We've been talking about his documentary and Juice WRLD Day. So that was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And now his new album is out. Also, Russ, Chomp 2.
Hey, that Russ go hard. That Russ is very, very, it's very hip-hop. It's almost like he decided to get all the hardcore hip-hop producers, the premieres, and who else is on? I know Hit-Boy is on there.
That's
but
dope.
He got like every lyricist in rap on that album.
That's dope.
Shout out to my guy, Jay Electronica, who's on the album.
Jay Electronica's on it. Jay the Kiss, Benny the Butcher, Conway. It's a lot of people on there. It's Ghostface.
Styles P, Papoose, Ransom. Big Sean, Joey okay. Badass, Ghostface. Yeah, a lot of people. All right. Also, Pierre Bourne and TM80, A Boogie with the Hoodie, and Alicia Keys. Her new album, Keys, is available. She actually did an iHeart performance and an album release party, so you can see that now, too, and that came out yesterday as well. Here's Alicia Keys featuring Lil Wayne, Nat King Cole.
All drivers, the real Lil Wayne, all time. And I'd rather you forget me than remember me wrong. Cool as Nat King Cole, call me Nat King Kong.
Take off your coat, take off your cliche.
By the way, this album is 26 songs.
Wow.
Yeah, some of them are unlocked and some of them are originals. Okay, Youngboy NBA and Birdman, their collaboration album from the Bayou, that joint mixtape is available today also. So you guys are going to have a very busy weekend listening to all this new music. What's the first thing you're going to listen to?
I've already listened to Russ, and I started listening to Rick Ross, Richard, and I ever been this morning.
Yeah, I think Russ, Rick Ross, Alicia Keys.
That damn Ross, man. I keep telling y'all, Rick Ross makes better hip-hop music than 95% of every hip-hop artist that has ever been born. Mm. Rick Ross knows how to make great-ass music.
All right, and shout-out to Kanye West. Last night for the free Larry Hoover benefit concert at the L.A. Coliseum. It was a sold-out show. 70,000 people were at the venue for the concert. Yeah, I mean, that's huge. The event was free to live stream in more than 240 countries and territories worldwide. It was also live streamed in select theaters across the U.S., one night only event. And that event was to raise awareness about the need for prison and sentencing reform and to benefit ex-cons for community and social change. And so definitely brought a lot of awareness last night. Now, while on stage, first of all, the two of them came out together. So that was nice to see because a lot of people thought that they would perhaps never make up. Drake even said that Kanye is his idol. Listen to this.
It felt surreal. It felt like a dream. It was something I always wanted to do, you know, be on stage with one of my idols while he's running through one of the best catalogs in music, period. So I appreciate y'all tonight.
Yep. Sometimes your idols become your rivals, but it's good to see them, you know, reconciling.
All right. And Kanye clearly misses his wife, Kim Kardashian. And here's what he said while performing Runaway.
And when you run away, baby, I need you to run back to me. Specifically,
all right, I don't know if she's in the same space, but
you know the thing that's getting lost in all of this though?
What's that?
It was a benefit concert to free Larry Hoover.
Did they free him?
Of course they didn't. But my point is, it feels like that's getting lost in all of the,
it is, absolutely
the Drake
is.
And Kanye hoopla. I don't even hear people even saying this is a free Larry Hoover concert. They're saying it's Drake and Kanye show.
Yeah, and it was done to create awareness, and hopefully they were saying that some of the kids can, you know, tell their parents who might be attorneys or judges or lawyers or correctional facilities to, you know, to hopefully get a good word into to free him. So,
and you were there. Were there any statements made? I'm sure there were, but were there any statements made about Larry Hoover on stage? Did they bring out Larry Hoover's son to speak? Anything like that?
I didn't see that happen. They did have pictures in the hallway for people to take of, they had some paintings of Larry Hoover, and they had people stopping to take pictures with the painting and do drops for that and things like that. And then they also have a free Larry Hoover merch collection that's available now too. So they unveiled that last night too.
Yeah, I saw that. And that free Larry Hoover merch was not free. That free Larry Hoover merch actually cost a lot. $300 I saw for like t-shirts and stuff.
I wonder where the money's going to.
Great question.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. All right, now, don't forget, my car show goes down this Sunday. If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Celebrity cars, exotic cars. It's a family fun day. Cars from Dwayne Wade, Khaled 50, Yo Gotti, Nicki Jam, Anuel, Prince Royce, Flo Rida, Trina, just to name a few. Get your tickets, and let's get to the mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's here. The most star-studded black Western ever made. The Harder They Fall, directed by James Samuel. Alongside a killer soundtrack that features original songs by Jay-Z, Kid Cudi, and more. Watch now on Netflix and stream the soundtrack now on all platforms.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I'm heading out to Miami after this, my last car show of the year. Until next summer. Miami, that's right. We're doing a celebrity car show, my Drive Your Dreams car show. Cars from Dwayne Wade, Khaled 50, Yo Gotti, Rick Ross has just added a fleet of cars. Tory Lanez, Nicki Jam, Anuel, Prince Royce, am I forgetting anybody? Trina, Flo Rida. I mean, get there early, get your tickets. We're going to have a lot of fun, amusement rides for the kids, games, and a whole lot of fun. Monster trucks, bikes. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot for the kids. So come on out. It's Sunday from 12 to 5. Kids 5 and under are absolutely positively free. There'll be food and all that. So I can't wait to see you guys. My family's coming in there tonight. So my family meet you, your family. So can't wait. Get your tickets, and we're going to have a lot of fun. That's this Sunday, 12 to 5. And shout out to Ashanti for joining us today. She stopped through.
Yes, appreciate Ashanti.
That's right.
And I do want to, and I would love to shout out what I have going on tomorrow, Saturday. I'm doing a toy giveaway in Long Beach with Capital Postal and Mailbox Services. It's their second annual toy giveaway. So if anybody needs any toys or they want to donate, it'll be a beautiful experience giving back to the community.
All right. Well, when we come back, positive note, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, your show's on tonight.
My show is definitely on tonight, man. The God's Honest Truth. It comes on 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. I want to salute Variety, too, man. Variety did a great write-up yesterday about the God's Honest Truth and the cultural institution that we over there building brick by brick. So salute to Variety, man. And we got Chloe Bailey on tonight. Well, I think she's dropped to Bailey. I think it's just Chloe now.
It's Chloe?
Yeah, so Chloe will be on tonight. You know, Chloe got the number one. What's the number one rhythm? What's this? What is it, Eddie? Rhythm and
number one R&B record out.
Yeah, number one R&B record out.
Number one record. She has number one record on the charts, I think, this week.
Oh, number one period?
I believe so.
Oh, well, she got the number one record in the country to chart something, but she'll be on there tonight, as well as my dude Carlos Miller from the 85 South Show, man. And
shout out to Carlos Miller, man. I don't know why he thinks I don't remember who he is, man. Of course I know who you are, brother.
That's my guy. I love Carlos. Me and Carlos have been riding for a long time. So join us tonight. 10 p.m. on the God's Honest Truth on Comedy Central and Scream Us on Paramount Plus. And my positive note is simply this. You're enough, okay? You are so much more than enough. You are strong. You are unique. You are unique. You are needed. You bring to this world things no one else can. You are perfect exactly as you are. You deserve the best. You are worthy of love. You are beautiful inside and out. You have always been and always will be enough.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.